Item 2.1, Policy and Resources Strategy Update. There are three questions on the report as set out on blue paper circulated this evening. I will ask each member who has submitted a question if they wish to ask a supplementary. Members should ensure that their supplementary questions are genuine questions and not speeches. Supplementary questions must arise directly out of the original question or the reply. So the first question, I think, is Councillor Cath Witham, do you wish to make a supplementary question?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I do. I'd like to thank Councillor Colley for her response to my question. And can Cabinet Member explain if there is any particular challenges which will prevent our council tax collection levels from being even higher?
Thank you, Councillor Witham. Thank you for your supplementary question. As you can see from our written answer, our in-source team have delivered an incredible improvement in council tax collection from the situation we inherited from the Liberal Democrats in 2010. Back then, we had the worst collection rate in London, and in fact, the third worst in the country. We brought the service back in-house in 2011, and it has rapidly become one of the best, winning the IRRV Gold Award for Best Revenue Team in the country in 2015, and since then, performance has continued to improve. This financial year, we expect to collect 96% in year and to reach our 97.2% target collection rate as we chase down late payers. When we consider what level to set the collection rate at, we need to balance our ambition with realism. If we don't achieve the rate we set for ourselves, then we'll have a hole in our finances and have to call on contingencies and reserves. So whilst we always challenge ourselves to be better at collecting, we do also need to consider the context we're working in. The two big challenges here in Southwark are population turnover and poverty. We have high levels of churn in our population compared to other parts of the country and indeed even outer London. People come and go, often overseas, and whilst great efforts are made to pursue them for council tax arrears, there comes a point where it's simply impossible or uneconomic to collect that debt. The other big challenge for us is poverty and deprivation. People simply being unable to pay, even with our council tax reduction scheme and hardship funds. This has been exacerbated by government cuts to benefits, and with universal credit continuing to roll out in our borough, that is what ultimately persuaded me that this year we should not risk raising the council tax collection rate target.
Thank you, Councillor Colley. Second question is from Councillor Bill Williams. Do you wish to make or ask a supplemental question, Mr. Williams?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I do have a supplemental. What does the Cabinet Member think the impact of the Section 114 notice will be on Northamptonshire's services? And does she share my concern that the Liberal Democrats' budget amendment could put us in a similar position to that of Northamptonshire Council?
Thank you, Councillor Williams. Thank you for your question. The Section 114 notice in Northamptonshire effectively puts them into administration. The Commissioner is going to take over, all new expenditure has stopped, and emergency budget measures are now being formulated. Indeed, today they've been warned by their auditors that they must not set the budget that they had planned to take tomorrow because it is illegal. It's not a balanced budget. There's still work to be done there in Northamptonshire. It looks likely that they will have to undertake a fire sale of assets like their new offices, something that is bound to lose them money and cost more in the long term. Their libraries and children's centres are under threat, as is highways maintenance and essentially all non-statutory services. Ultimately, it seems like the County Council may well be dissolved and reorganised from central government. It's worth stressing that Northamptonshire is by no means alone. Commissioners have been sent in to run children's services in Buckinghamshire, and there's concerns about the £100 million budget deficit in Surrey. These are situations that councillors and borough treasurers have been warning government about for some years, and really it's a testament to the local government sector that this hasn't happened before now. But it's a stark reminder to us all of the importance of setting responsible and realistic, achievable budgets. Even the assessment of the Tory MPs for the area is that Northamptonshire councillors have avoided tough decisions on council tax and making changes to services. They've had their heads in the sand and failed to listen to the warnings about their precarious financial position. And it's the people of Northamptonshire who will suffer. And yes, indeed, to the second part of your question, I do worry that the Lib Dem amendment displays exactly those same characteristics, an inability to accept reality, putting forward unachievable, reckless budget cuts, all motivated by political opportunism. And as in Northamptonshire, the consequences of a Lib Dem budget in Southwark could indeed be financial ruin for this authority and deeply damaging to the services that our communities rely on.
Thank you, Councillor Colley. I'll move to question three. Councillor Michael Situ, do you wish to ask a supplemental question?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I do have a supplementary question. I thank the Cabinet Member for her answer, setting out the approach in which Southwark has been taking in ensuring that council tax is kept to the lowest for our residents. My supplementary question is, as the rollout of universal credit across Southwark had an impact on the council tax reduction scheme? And if so, what work is taking place to make sure eligible residents are aware that they can apply for the scheme itself?
Thank you, Councillor Situ. I started to allude to this in my answer to Councillor Whittam. The government's new universal credit benefit continues to be implemented across Southwark. It's in the third year of its rollout, and the numbers claiming are really growing rapidly. There's around 15,000 households in the borough have claimed, but that's fewer than one in 10 households, and we do expect that many more will claim. I think it's important for people to understand why that matters for council tax reduction. Historically, people would have come to the council to make a housing benefit claim, and we would then automatically see if they were eligible for council tax reduction scheme and encourage them to apply for that if they were. With universal credit, unless a claimant is a council tenant, we wouldn't even know that they'd claimed, and we are unable to then advise them that their potential eligibility for council tax reduction scheme. Many people don't realise that it's there and available for them to claim. We are already hearing from some of the local benefit advice teams that they are seeing people getting into council tax debt. It's a huge problem for claimants who are already, because of the slow turn around times on universal credit, having real financial difficulty, and it's increasing costs to us. We've seen a 10% reduction in assessments for council tax reduction scheme. We do think those two things are linked, the reduction in claims for council tax reduction and universal credit, and we are doing some more work on that. We've been lobbying government, who we think are going to start doing better data sharing with us to let us know about claims so that we can advise people. But I do think it is a worry going forward for council tax collection. We've got £6.8 million of rent arrears that are attributable to people who are claiming universal credit. And I am worried that we'll start to see a similar impact starting to come through on our council tax collection.